You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Hey,
how's everybody doing? How's everybody? You know, let's just go ahead and I guess go and jump right in. We are coming to you live via Facebook and
YouTube.
So if you want, you can jump on any of those and come catch us live. Also, you can dial, if you want to call in, you can dial 646-478-0660.
Let's talk to you live.
Right. And if you got questions, concerns, whatever, you know, you can dial in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, Father. We ask, Lord, that you just have your way. Just have your way, Father God. I ask now that you forgive us of our sins, cleanse and wash us of all iniquity by our thoughts and deeds, Father. God, I ask that you just have your way, oh God, this hour that has been set aside, oh God. Yes, Father God, I pray now, Lord, that you, oh God, speak to your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to encourage, oh God, heal and even set free. And Father, we thank you right now, God. We give you the glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 How's everybody doing? First, congratulations to all of the graduates. Everybody graduated in 2020.
Class of
2019.
You know what I meant to say, 2019.
Congratulations to all the graduates, high school and college.
Yes, all the graduates, whether if it's your AA, your BA, or your diploma, your high school diploma. Amen. Congratulations to everybody. Because you are living the dream and setting the example. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And so that's awesome.
That is awesome. And so with this whole graduation thing taking place, you know, we have been extremely busy in this past month. And it was funny because wife was like, what are we going to talk about today? And I mean, service this morning and last night was just, worship was just so off the hook. And it got me to thinking, what do we do to our spouse just because? Because when you look at worship itself being, today's word, it was so awesome. You got to go check it out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to say anything, but what I'm going to bring out is this, you know, because when you begin to look at it, you can praise your spouse just as though as like you can how we praise God. And Psalms 150 and 6 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So you are in a place where because you have air in your body, you can praise God. So that means everybody can praise your spouse. But this is the thing what tripped me out was in John, in St. John 24, I think it's around verse 24. You know, let me just grab that real quick because it was just so awesome today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing, but you're going to see the tape come out here
and
soon.
And congrats to the newlyweds.
Who got married?
Darnell.
Oh yeah. Hey, congratulations, Darnell. Hey, we still upset because we ain't getting no invite, but
whatever.
God is good.
Beautiful pictures. Congratulations.
Oh yeah. And if guess what too? My man, this week, 3 years ago to the very day, he had went down on his motorcycle.
Oh,
but God has kept that dude and he is still coaching and doing everything that he has been planning to do.
Amen.
And he'll marry his boo. But we ain't getting no invite, but
that's
God is
okay.
Good.
Congratulations for beautiful photos.
So, but we love that. But check this out though. And so when you look at St. John, the 4th chapter, verse 23, he says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And so what that got me to thinking about, is there a separation from how we treat our spouse? Do we actually just give them praise, or do we actually worship? Now I'm finna hit you with this one. the worship of the spouse is not taking the place of God, because the worship is the intimacy.
Right. Right.
The worship that I'm talking about within your marriage is the intimacy. You got to quit throwing stuff. Everybody's seeing you throwing things. But the worship is the intimacy.
Right.
And so it's to the point where, do we take the time to be more than just a physical intimacy, but being very real intimate with our spouse? And that's where I was talking about. That's what just dropped on me, just because.
That's good.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's deep.
So when you look at it, you know, it's cool. You know, it's like, how can I, now my wife. So this week, my backyard is pretty big. So this is how big it is. For me to cut it, I literally walk 3.11 miles, 3.11 miles. So I'm cutting this and it's on a hill. So I got my workout in, right? But it was good that she praised me for the work that I did. Aaliyah, my daughter praised me for the work that I did. So, but what would have been the separation piece? What it would have been, hey babe, let me draw you a bath. Or let me rub your legs down. See, it's the just because that's when you begin to do something that's more intimate with your spouse. Because oftentimes praise is good, but if I'm getting praise at home and I'm getting praise here and I'm getting praise here, okay, what's gonna draw that? What's gonna make that difference to where now you're being with your words that you say? What's gonna say, hey, you know what? Dang, by the way you did what you did, you know, how about we just, you understand what I'm saying? That's that difference.
Right.
You got anything to add?
No, I was just going to say the intimacy, if you, I wanted to make sure that I gave a definition. Y'all know I'm by the book. Well, no, I'm not even by the book. But intimacy is a close association with or detailed knowledge or deep understanding of a place, subject, period, or history. It's a close, familiar, usually affectionate, or loving personal relationship with another person or a group. So the reason why the intimacy with a worship is different for you and your spouse is because everybody should not know your spouse or your significant other like as intimate do. As right. you do.
Right. Right.
So that's good, babes.
Right.
So it's a difference, and when it's not a difference, then we should work on making sure that we're understanding what that difference is.
Right. Right, and that's the, to me, I would say that is a, even if you really not, how they say, if you really want to see your spouse do something, give them some praise, got you. But if you want to see your spouse go overboard, start being intimate just because.
Right.
See, oftentimes we can go through our day to day, and things can get so busy. It's just like I had said earlier, we have been busy for these past 3 weeks.
It's been a little long.
To where I had to set myself a reminder, be like, yo, you need to stop by the store and grab some flowers. So if
that was a homework too. Did you guys do your flowers homework?
Who did their homework?
Who did their homework?
We got to start remembering these
I
homework.
Know.
Homework report. If you're online, if you're on Facebook, don't be lying now because God's seeing. Who did the homework? Now, wait a minute. Now, let me tell you. Now, Darnell and Tanya, listen. Toya, I'm sorry. Because y'all have flowers at the wedding, that don't count. That don't count.
Look, he's so, already said I didn't. Come on,
but because remember, guys, because these are the things that set you apart from, no, I don't want to say set, yeah, it does set you apart, but these are the things that keep the bond that you all have together. Because just when you get used to having just because moments.
Right.
Because remember, it's just because those are the things that stays, those are things that it does not come all at the same time, every time. Because when it does, then it becomes an expectancy.
Right.
But when you know your spouse, when you know your wife, when you know your husband, and you know that very thing that they are looking for or want, I guess I'll say, you know those times where it's like, hey, you know what? Just because I was thinking about you, this is what I grabbed.
Right.
And half the times, we don't know what it'll even do for the spouse.
Right. Right, and it breathes into that liquid love.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Somebody got flowers. Dobby got flowers. So let's talk about what that meant, though, because the homework was to be able to identify the wife's favorite flower.
Yeah.
And then to describe what it means.
Right. Right.
So Dobby.
Hey. I'll tell you. Hey.
Oh, you did it too, though. But you already knew the flower.
What?
You already knew the flower.
Yeah, I know. And I do it all the time.
Too. Yeah, we did it too.
Yeah, we always do our homework. Listen, and this, understand this. The homework is not just for us.
Yes. The homework, it's to strengthen your marriage and your bond.
And understand, it's just the small keys or the small, remember, in order to make something big, it takes the little things.
Right.
And so when you line up the little things
over time,
it becomes something big.
Right.
And so when that thing gets big, then it's like, dang, like, yo, you look back and, you know, during the times where you have your, I don't want to say slumps, but it seems like the more you are together, you're, because you go through life in certain levels.
Right.
And so it's like, when you are used to having those intimacy moments, and when you're used to, because like you know your flower, then you begin to recognize your flower's season. Because just because it's in a winter season, it does not mean that your flower has lost its fragrance.
That's really good.
Well, that right there, preach. And so when you know your flower, because I'm saying we're not a gardener of the flower, but we're just the one that's just supposed to tend it and keep it.
Right.
Because we don't have the power to change the flower.
Right, or its fragrance.
But because of your spouse, you will know their scent.
Right.
If you don't know, go bang a little bit. You'll get it.
Oh, my God. Y'all know I'm married. An insane.
Oh, my God. I just said that.
Remember, you got the microphone. Okay.
Excuse me.
We digress.
Excuse me.
Oh, my goodness.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We digress.
I'm just saying what I
can't believe you just said that.
Listen, this is PG-13. Calm down. So where I lost my train of thought. You're so funny.
So regrouping. We were talking about the flower, the fragrance, how we aren't the gardener, we're just tending to it. So check in if you did your homework. I know one person did. I was looking on YouTube just to see if we got anybody else. And we did the homework. So my favorite, we talked about it already on the last session.
Yeah, but what was it for me? I'm listening. Yeah.
It was supposed to be for the ladies.
Yeah, but y'all had homework for us.
We had homework for y'all? What was our homework, y'all? Help a sister out. What was our homework? What was our homework?
I'm not telling. You better hold.
Oh, Lord.
Better hold somebody. See that?
Help a sister out. Yeah, I don't remember what the homework was for
see
the female.
How are we supposed
What was the homework, you guys?
How are we supposed to be helping one another? You ain't doing your
I don't remember what the homework was. Listen, we normally don't have homework. That's
like what?
We normally don't.
Child, please. Now, y'all know.
What was it? Seriously.
I forgot to be honest.
See? We didn't have homework.
No, that's yes, good. Y'all did.
Okay.
Y'all had homework.
Okay.
Y'all had homework.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Y'all got to forgive me. I'm sorry.
So next.
But moving on. Moving on. So when you, I forgot, I was talking about the sin. Right. So when you recognize, your flower, do you know that there was a study that done where they had a flower that was listening to all negative stuff, and then there was a flower that was that they had all positive stuff, you know, playing to them. So it was separate. Did you know that the flower that had, or the plant that had negative stuff to it, died, and the other flower that had positive stuff fed to it, it grew more?
Absolutely.
And so what it tripped me out was, was that when you begin to even look at your spouse, then it comes to a place where your words to your spouse is going to either build up or tear down.
Right.
And so my thing is if you have that part of you, then what words should I use the majority of the time? And I say majority because oftentimes we slip and fall and go off course.
Right.
But
right.
Do we stay off course, or do we turn whatever the situation is that maybe look like it's going in left field for the best or for the better?
I don't know, and I think it's a learned behavior, because it's really about that communication. And so we always have to understand that the tongue is as deadly as poison. And so when you're speaking and you're utilizing that tongue, and you want to make sure that you're using it to benefit and to build up, and rather than tearing down. And I think for so long in life's culture, it teaches you to tear down. It teaches you to compete. It teaches you to compare. Mm-hmm. It teaches you all these different things. So you just have to be mindful that when you are communicating and when you're talking about your spouse, I don't care how upset you get, I don't care what that situation is, it's to always remember to build up.
Right.
Because it's so easy to tear down.
Right.
So when you're thinking about that, and then it's just like with earlier, we were talking about the tongue and how, you know, you put a bit in a horse's mouth to be able to control it and to maneuver it.
Turn the whole body.
But you can turn that whole body with that bit, but the tongue is so unruly. Like, you can't control your own tongue. And so I want you to be mindful that when you're communicating, when you're speaking, that you are mindful of how that comes across to your spouse, understanding how to know your spouse, how to learn your spouse, how to love on your spouse. And it comes, again, with that intimacy, with that worship.
Right.
That's just like when we're worshiping God, there are certain things that triggers him.
Mm.
When we talk about how beautiful he is, how amazing he is,
right,
how awesome he is, how just he is,
right,
and it's not about us. So
right,
the same thing goes is when we are talking about our spouse, telling them how beautiful they are, how amazing they are, how handsome they are, how awesome they are.
Right.
It's the same thing with that, building that intimacy. Mm-hmm. The more we do that, the more it kindles the fire.
Come on, girl. I like what you said. It triggers something. It triggers something to go beyond, over and above and beyond, even to the point where if your wife say, hey, I would like to have a XYZ, and just could be saying it in passing, but because you have such that intimacy, it's like, you know what, let me make this move for her, or let me make this move for him. Why? Because when you have been celebrated in a way that can't nobody else do it but God, or yeah, besides the spouse, and you understand what I'm saying. But when you have been celebrated to that magnitude, it's like, you know what? Let me go ahead and make this move for you, because I don't know what's going on, but guess what? It's the best thing since sliced bread. And then that's how it triggers something. And I love it when you, what they call it, endorphins. When that thing get triggered, it's like, oh man, wait a minute. you understand what I'm saying? And so then now it makes that when you have the hiccups, it makes those easier to go through.
Right.
Because
that's true.
Because when you know how to get to that place of intimacy, with your spouse or get to that place of worship. Woo, glory.
And that's a place of vulnerability that everybody can't get to.
Right.
So it's being able to understand when you worship something, when you get to the core and the essence of worship, it is a lifestyle. But in addition to it being a lifestyle, it's being able to humble yourself to its lowest level.
Right.
For you to be able to exalt something else.
Yes.
So if you can't get rid of the pride, if you can't get over yourself, if you can't get over the different things that people have, that your spouse has said or done to you in the past, then guess what? You being able to get to that place of being able to that intimacy place is going to be a lot harder for you because you can't get the flesh out of the way.
Right. And that's that one thing that I caught that you had said that was so key was that it's a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
Being married is a lifestyle.
Right.
When you worship your spouse, it's a lifestyle. Understand, I'm not saying worship to the fact to where they're above God, because then everything is out of order.
Right.
But putting everything in its proper order, which is God the Father, God the Son, you, and then your spouse. But when you are, it's the lifestyle to where everybody in the world know that you love your spouse.
Right.
Because it's funny, because like even on my job, I was like, yeah, dang, what you want Tamika to do this weekend? Well, you already know what we did. Why? Because of the lifestyle that I have that folks know, because it's like, yo, I'm always talking about. Because when you think about it, you talk about the thing you love the most.
Right.
And so when you have that lifestyle, you would not believe how many times the enemy, one, would try to trip you up because of the lifestyle. But then guess what? That's also the same thing that happened to the lifestyle that you have with God.
Right.
Because the enemy ain't going to try to trip you up if you ain't got the lifestyle.
Right.
So it's just like, you know, ain't nobody trying to holler at you if you already ain't got the life. Come on here now. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you if you ain't trying to walk that lifestyle like you married.
Right.
But if you are married, my God, today, sometimes I got to walk around with my ring on my forehead like this, slim, back up. Why? Because it's the lifestyle.
Right.
You understand? When you look like, I have, how can you put it? I have placed it in my heart that no height, nor depth, no sickness, no whatever, no anything is going to separate me from what God has joined together.
Right.
So that means, we're even in our darkest, deepest hour, I trust God enough to allow favor to take place. Woo! Well, what do you mean by that? He says that he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. See, it takes two to tangle, but it only takes one to change the atmosphere. So when you got it in your heart, even though you may, because you look at this.
I'm about to get up.
When you look at this, when you were in sin, Christ died for you. I'm sorry, I feel Jesus. So what are you saying? I'm saying that even in your darkest moment in your marriage, it only takes one to let God know, God, you said I obtained favor from you, so I need you to change this situation.
Right.
Why? Because of what he has joined together, even if you walk away from it, I can still try to be intimate with you. Why? Because I'm the one that is able to touch the very core of how you feel it. But guess what? We got to still be willing to lay aside our pride. My thing is, it doesn't matter who started the disagreement. It's the one that's willing to lay aside the pride.
Right.
Because when you look at it, it's pride and ego that keeps fighting.
Right. Imagine that. I'm right.
No, I'm right. But it's ego and pride that keeps it going.
Right.
So then what happens when ego and pride steps in the way? It's hard for me to say because of pride. It's hard for me to say a kind word because of pride.
Right.
That's why pride comes before destruction, and a hardy spirit means a hardened spirit before a fall.
Right.
So it's like, am I willing to be the one to humble myself first so that I can speak that positive thing, even in the midst? Because even as us being men sometimes, I've said, yeah, I'm wrong, and I knew I was right. And it's fine. Because, see, the thing is, when you are right, you don't have to argue about it. Because it does not matter. It does not matter how long it takes. Guess what? The righteous will still shine. And now, okay, whatever you had a disagreement about, if you came back 10 months later, it's going to be like, dang, you know what? You was right. I wasn't trying to be. It ain't about who right, who wrong. But it's like, oh, you was right. Well, okay. And then we can keep it moving. But when you cannot be intimate, you won't even recognize the moment that they was right. Because then you just keep it to yourself and keep moving.
Right. So we got a comment on the line, pride or hurt. We don't move forward, and we won't become vulnerable or humble because of pride or hurt. And I say that it's still one and of the same. Even though you're hurt, it's still a barrier that prevents you from being able to get to your most humble and humility, your most humble point.
Right.
Because even with that hurt, and the hurt, if you don't take care of the hurt, if you don't identify the hurt, if you don't become vulnerable enough to be able to communicate your hurt, then you're still working in an excess of that pride.
But then at the same time, did you know pride is a learned behavior?
Pride is a learned behavior.
So what brought on the pride when somebody hurt me?
Right.
Because now pride comes, now I have to defend myself.
And prove yourself.
Right.
Yeah, so pride still in and of the same is, I think, a bridge off of the hurt. Right. Is a bridge off of pride. Because if you think about, like, you being able to worship and being able to get to your most vulnerable point means that you got to let go of something.
Right, right.
So if you can't let go of the hurt, if you can't communicate the hurt to be able to get it to the ground level,
right,
and say, hey, listen, like, I'm real pissed off with you right now, and I might not really like you right now, but here's the deal.
There's you kids
can't,
in the room.
You
can't
talk
nothing
to me like that. Like,
right.
It hurts me when you talk to me this certain way. It hurts me when you go and you do this thing, or you go and you do that. It hurts me. Because at that point, when you try to protect yourself from being able to not get hurt, all you're doing is you're building the walls.
Right.
And those walls build barriers. And if we're supposed to be unified, and I'm building this wall, how can we reach one another?
What?
How can we touch one another?
You just
how can we serve one another?
Right.
We can't, because the wall is there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it's like more like you're trying to reach over the wall. Why? Because of one thing that took place has now allowed you to keep it moving. Because, you know, within ourselves, sometimes we don't deal with the issue that took place then. Because oftentimes, maybe it's like, oh, because then, oh my God, this thing is really getting deep. So, when you're looking at it from that standpoint, because now, what are you protecting? You're protecting your hurt, because you don't want salt put on the wound.
Right.
You don't want the scab to be taken off.
Right.
Because this is that part where I'm vulnerable within myself.
Right.
Something that I can't show my spouse, because they may take it and throw salt on it.
Right, right. So one thing, and it may or may not be a good example, but I'm just thinking of, trying to think.
What?
So for like Mother's Day has always bittersweet for me, just because my mom has already transitioned. And so while I have kids, and my kids are great, my kids are amazing, it's always bittersweet for me because, yes, I'm celebrated, but at the same time, that selfish reason in me still wants to be able to still celebrate my mother and her to be here in the physical. So Mother's Day is always really, really hard for me. And so as we are approaching Mother's Day, I'm normally good
we're past Mother's Day.
I know.
Oh, okay. You're talking
so
about,
normally,
okay,
I'm normally good more than like up until the day. And then after things kind of settle down, I kind of start thinking about my mom and thinking about the past and thinking just about the great things and how I miss her so much. So even with that, for me, that Mother's Day brings on that barrier of hurt for me. So I don't communicate it as often as I probably should, just because it always brings something up in me. So I feel like I have to protect my emotions. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to protect certain things. Wow. So that's a layer and a barrier for sometimes my husband. He would say, "Babs, how do you feel? How do you?" And I'm like, "I don't want to talk about it, because if I talk about it, I'm going to cry. I don't want to do that. I don't want to talk about those different things. I want to just be able to enjoy that moment." So in that time, what I do is I shut him off, because I've built up that barrier. Mm. I shut him off because that's something that I feel like I have to deal with on my own, because he may or may not understand. But what I don't understand is me shutting him off in that moment, it brings something out of him that says, well, why can't she trust me with her most vulnerable part?
Yeah.
So we have to think about, even in that hurt, even in that
pain,
that we have to be mindful that we still have to come together and be at that most vulnerable point, so that we can still share that opportunity with our spouse to be able to help us through that moment.
Mm. I gotta write down this homework. Wow. This is, wow.
Yeah, so we're not perfect. And the most transparency, I like to make sure that we bring it to the forefront. So, and that's just one area. That may not be the area for you, and it may not have been a very good thing, or a very good example.
But no.
I'm just thinking of just, like, that's the process.
It's not right, because it's a good example, because it still showed the hurt, and then it still showed that you had to protect your most vulnerable self for you, because understand, a lot of people may not understand at times, but at the same time, it's as us as spouses, now it comes to a place where, okay, can I really trust you with my deepest hurt?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when you look at a person, let's just take a ball player for a second. When an injury takes place, and say if they suffered a bad injury, but they were still able to come back from it, now it comes down to the psychological matter of it.
Right.
So now they got to deal with the psychological matter. Can I still cut off of this knee? Can I still run as fast with this knee? For me, when I twist my ankle real bad, it was like, man, once it healed up, can I really move the way that I move with that knee? I mean, with that ankle. But until you have tested it first, because the more you test it, the more comfortable you are with it.
Right.
So then the question comes down to how much are we willing to open up to our spouse?
Right.
Because it's hard. Your spouse could be seeking to worship, but because you never open up, your spouse will never get that chance to really worship you as deep as you as it could take place.
Right.
Wow.
That was good.
I had to process that one.
So let's check in with everybody. What questions do you have? What's going on? Newlyweds, do y'all have any questions as you move forward? In the process, things are amazing right now. How to keep that going?
Yes. Let me just throw this out here real quick. For anybody that is married, I hope everybody married, but I want you, just because you are on a honeymoon, your honeymoon should never stop.
Never stop.
We've been on our honeymoon for 21 years this month?
Yeah, yo. We made 21 last week. Woo woo.
So
happy anniversary.
We've been on our honeymoon for 21 years. Was it all peaches and cream on this honeymoon? No. Why do I say we've been on our honeymoon for these 21 years? Because when you look at it, do you know when you first get married, you get that first freedom to do whatever you want with your spouse, you're having fun, that whole nine. Guess what? It is the same thing that takes place as you when you come back from your honeymoon. So if you go off somewhere and when you come back from your honeymoon, guess what? Just because you come back to quote unquote reality, it does not mean that now things change. No, you still got to keep that fire burning. Because now you really begin to know what married life is.
Right.
That man, that's the awesome part right there.
And that's what brings you together stronger. You get through, as you go through certain things in life, you go through that together. It just makes your bond stronger.
Right. So that's the thing. And one thing that I do want to share is that you still have to remember to be intimate even in your winter months.
Right. It's hard. God knows it's hard.
Hard as heck.
God, that's where understanding that tongue comes into play. Well, and the tongue and the tone.
Yes. The tone.
We need to start a tone university.
Check your tone. So that's where that thing really, to me, I say really come alive, because in your winter months, that's what brings you closer together.
Right.
But it's funny because as it brings you closer together, if you allow it, it'll also move you further apart.
Right.
Well, you think about it, in your winter months, you would think, oh man, that's the time to get close. In all retrospect, it is. But oftentimes, our winter months is when you allow your disagreement to go further than where it needs to go. So when you allow that winter month to draw that separation, then somebody is not being intimate.
Right.
That's because I honestly believe that it honestly takes one to change the atmosphere. To even change.
It only takes one. Absolutely.
It only takes one. So it's like, who's going to be willing to be the one?
Right.
You had some? What you doing?
No, I'm responding to the comments. People are saying congratulations for the anniversary and then for the Tone University. We had somebody say they would sign up. They'd be the first to sign up.
So I know you got to be working on.
Shoot. I need to sign up for that as well.
Shoot. And it's so amazing because even, you know, in it, our, you know, it's, you know, you've heard people say it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
And that's so true.
Because I can be like, I love you. But then I can be like, love you? Dang.
Crazy.
Then it's like, okay, which one is it? You know, do you love me? Or do you just love me? that's the thing. And so, and it's so funny, you know. I gotta go ahead and put this out there and put this on there. Homework.
Alright, homework.
Homework is to be intimate with your spouse, and honestly, and I want you to literally jot down what changed.
And be intimate with your spouse. We're not talking about having.
And we ain't talking about sex. That's we ain't talking about having sex. That's the plus, if you will. But we're talking about getting to the core, because to get to the core of an individual, you got to be intimate. Why? Because you got to massage those areas. Ooh, Jesus.
All right, I'm a little slow, babe. You said be intimate with your spouse in what?
And jot down the change.
Okay. And jot down
your journal the change. Okay. It's trust me, it's not for us, it's for you. So that you have a record to know, oh my God, let me do this more often. Because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I decided to be intimate with my spouse. I won't say decided, but I was intimate with my spouse because I had to put my bike in the shop. I don't know if y'all heard me talk about it last week. But I had to put my bike in the shop. I needed two new tires. And I needed to get some service work done. So I sweetened up the pot a little bit. You know what I mean? Being intimate, really getting to the core, because, you know, what I need to do with my bike wasn't really on my mind. But just getting to the core. So then the next day, I was like, hey, babe, I need to get some new tires and some stuff. And she was like, okay. I was like, what? It shocked me.
But here's why, though, because we're on this financial detox, budget, on boot camp, steroids type deal, right? ridiculous. So when he comes and he's talking about money that needs to be spent outside of the budget, I'm like, well, wait a second. We had a trip that was on the line and we got to postpone the trip because of this budget on detox, on steroids. So I'm like, wait a second. If we got to cancel out my trip,
try to cancel my bike.
Everything ceases. Everything. So if I can't do my trip, everything ceases. If we're going to do the financial boot camp on steroids, let's do it. But if I got to get out of my trip that I really enjoyed and was looking forward to, then nothing else can take place. So when he came to me, I wasn't even in a position to think about the trip because I was like, oh. He had me already feeling warm and fuzzy, but then I thought about it later, and I'm like, well, wait a second.
Wait a minute. That was after I had it came back with everything done.
He got me on that one. But wait, I was like, wait.
So it's like, so then it was like, what changed? It changed. It just softened the heart. It was like, you know what? I know what we got to do, but dang. Because then when you look at it, when we begin to worship God, and he seeks the true, authentic worship of you being the individual, guess what? He said that he looked past our faults and he'll meet our needs. But when you go off into a worship, he looked past all of that and give you the warmth.
Right.
Jesus.
So we're not saying that you can't have relations.
No, that ain't if it lead to it, yeah. Right, so then you get to understand that scent, bang, bang.
Oh my God.
Y'all understand.
Listen, so we're not saying that you can't have relations, but what we are saying is to get beyond the get beyond and get to a place of being able to be intimate with your spouse, to be able to worship your spouse, for you guys to be able to worship one another and truly, truly honor one another. It's more than just having the relations.
Right.
It's more than just having sex. And so that's a byproduct. You can still do all of that fancy.
Do what you want to do.
The bedroom is undefiled when you're married. So you have fun. You enjoy that. But what we're saying is to be able to get to know your spouse at a deeper level.
Yeah.
Do something where it doesn't necessarily, where that's not the requirement.
Right.
That's not what you're looking for. Right. So often I think even in relationships, because you got to think about that, you can have sex with somebody and not be in worship or with them.
Ooh, come on now.
Because it's about that intimacy. So think about those intimate things. For example, I have lines in my grass. The little smallest things mean so
oh my
much
God.
To me. So
no, I have, no, no, no. They're not
diamonds.
Lines. You got diamond cuts in your grass.
And if you've been following us for a while, you know that diamonds mean a lot to me in the grass. I've been asking for them for
almost a year.
So guess what, y'all? I have diamonds in my grass. And that means a lot to me.
It takes me a long time to put the darn diamonds in there, too. Let me just say that. Please continue.
And so because of the appreciation for that, there are some things that I'll be doing as a result of that, that I just want to let him know that I honor him, that I appreciate everything that he's done in order to be able to, because he heard me. He listened to me. So that's that level of worship. That's that level of intimacy.
Wow. I mean, that was all new news to me. You know what I'm saying? Because, no, I'm just messing with that. That was just so deep. That just got me feeling all warm and fuzzy inside.
Right. And then notice the change. Mm-hmm. Notice how many things they want to do as a result of you being able to do that. As a result of you just wanting to be intimate with them. As a result of you wanting to really worship and honor them. Notice the change. And then continue to have it, keep it going.
Right.
And as a result, they'll change and want to do the same.
Right.
And somebody's got to lead the way.
Right. Somebody got to lead. Somebody, because, you know, it only takes one person to start it. It's just like when you look at it, it only takes one person to decide to have a grocery store. Somebody else thought it was a good idea, and so they follow what they just did.
Right.
So, and then now...
They make their price cheaper.
even with some, they keep it the same. You know what I'm saying? So, it's the same thing because when you are being intimate with your spouse, with that one you love, you'll be so amazed on how much fun your relationship be. You know what? Don't say nothing to him. Don't say nothing.
Don't you crazy. You about to make me spit water out of my laptop.
Listen. You made a joke. Calm down. I need to take a minute.
No, the men have to lead the way.
So, and also because the one thing is that we're built for it.
Right. Say that.
We are built for it. So even when you when you look at it, we have to take the lead. When you talking about change, we have to take the lead. Because one thing, man, I tell you, because one thing about us is that when we love, when men love, we love hard. We all in. But then as soon as that one thing happened, it's like now we start having second thought. But it's the thing is that we have to be strong enough to take on the one thing that happened, hello, winter month.
Right.
And still begin to push past, forgive, and keep pushing.
Right. And then the order, so that's not just me saying that the men have to lead, but break down the order for them, baby.
The head of every woman is God. Head of every woman is man. And head of man is Christ, and head of Christ is God.
Right.
And so in that order, because the thing is, when you have Christ as the center, honestly, it may seem hard,
right,
but when you come out of it and look back, you see that John was actually so easy.
Right.
But the thing that I love about is that when you grow through the rough time, it makes your bond that much stronger.
Right, right.
You ain't done that?
No.
You still laughing.
No.
You still laughing.
Right.
You know that dude crazy. So,
any questions about the homework? Can the wife lead? The men should lead. If the wives have to lead, the men should lead. I don't even want to give that caveat. Well, the men should lead.
But no, when you look at it, the way that woman takes lead, because the scripture tells us that the woman sanctifies the husband. It's not that they're taking lead in direction, they're taking lead in covering the husband.
Right. So ladies, as the men are going through their process to lead, let's make sure we're covering them in prayer. Let's make sure that we are honoring them and that we're
celebrating.
And celebrating them and not making the way for them harder.
Right. Because, do you know... Wow! Do you know? Look. And I know I look at the husband being the prophet, the priest, and the king of their home. So now, if the pastor has to give an account to God for the members, what more do the husband have to give an account for the wife?
Right.
Ooh. So what you saying? What you mean by that? I tell God on you.
You'll tell God on
you. I'm a show tell.
So the women are gonna lead, Coach Darnell. The women are going to lead by being able to pray for the husbands. We are going to lead by not making the way rough, but the husbands have to lead the way.
So, and it's you will be so amazed on how things, because you can have that wife that's just that go-getter, but yet still know how to humble themselves. Oh my God.
Right. No, we are.
And so,
we do.
Because she's a go-getter, but at the same time, she still know how to humble herself, especially in those intimate moments. Now, did we get there overnight? No. Mm-hmm. We've had plenty of trial and errors. Do you hear? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Plenty. Plenty trials and errors.
Right.
So, but the one thing that I can say was that there was times when she had to like take the lead, but her lead was through prayer because it brought me to get in order.
Right. Coach, you throwing shots. We're going to deal with shots in just a second.
Oh, no. I don't know if we got time for shots.
We got to do shots.
We, You know what? That's going to have to be another segment by itself.
All right.
So, But when you have those intimate moments, you'd be amazed on how much that those intimate moments build bridges so that all the junk can flow.
Right.
Can flow under.
Right.
Where it won't even bother you.
Right. Right. That's true. I do. We have about 9 minutes left, and I do want to make sure that we do tackle the shots for just a second. Just because it's going to be another month before we get together. Only because here's what takes place. Like, when we're learning something, and it's new and it's fresh, and it's like, boom, this is it. You need to do this. You need to take notes. You need to do this. Or you're bringing something up. Always make sure that it's coming from a place of love.
Right.
Because if it's coming from a place of, I told you, I this, I that, you have to be careful of that or cautious, because if you want to grow together, if you want to build together, if you want to honor each other together, you always have to make sure that you're doing it in a place of love so that you're bridging that gap so right. that you both can kind of grow together. So as the notes are being taken, as the things are being learned, make sure that you both come to a place of saying, you know, I really appreciated what, you know, they said tonight. How can we take this and how can we run with that? How can we take this and how can we apply this to our marriage? How can we take this and how can we, you know, apply this to our particular situation? Not just demanding for somebody to do something. The way that you win is you're going to win with love. You're going to win with honey. You're going to win with the sweetness. You're going to win with the worship. So always, always remember that. So as you're going through the process and you're doing the homework over the next couple of weeks and we get back together in June, just be mindful of that. Always be mindful of how it's coming across with what you're saying or how you're saying, because you don't want your spouse to turn away. You don't want your spouse to get upset. You don't want your spouse to put that wall up, because once the wall starts being built up, then remember, we're breaking away from that being unified.
Causing a separation, yeah.
All right.
Because even when the wall starts being built up, not only are you causing a separation, but you're also hindering the blessing. That you have more of a blessing being unified than you do being separated.
Right.
Because, like, I know for us and our experience, that by us being unified, the very thing that we're going after makes it so much easier than doing it by yourself.
Right.
Because understand this, when you begin to just begin to look at the scriptures, there were two times in the Bible that happened in the Old Testament, and it happened also in the New Testament.
Right.
When the people were on one accord, God showed up. So in the Old Testament, when they was building the Tower of Babel, it was, hey, pass me a brick. But then God showed up. Now we have so many languages, because could no one say, hey, pass me a brick. But then when you look now in the New Testament, when they was all in the upper room, they was on one accord, same mind, same way, same thought pattern. God showed up, and guess what? Hit everybody with tongues.
Right.
And filled them with his presence. So imagine when you and your spouse is unified and on one accord, having the same mind.
Right.
And moving in the same direction. The very thing that you all are after, God will make it so much easier to accomplish.
Right, right. And I just want you guys to remember that, especially, like I said, the newlyweds, that take that and run with that. Just because it's a matter of that.
Wait a minute. Not just the newlyweds.
No. I get it.
That's everybody.
But had we had those tools when we were newlyweds,
oh my God,
it wouldn't have taken us as long to learn the lesson.
It would have made it easier. Jesus.
So that's why I said, as newlyweds, take it and run. Because we know that you love each other.
We know
that you are in love with one another.
Right.
But it was a matter of those shots. I'm telling you. Because even we've been married 21 years, y'all.
21.
And we still do shots here and now every now and then. But it's a matter of sometimes it's jokingly and sometimes it's not. Because we're coming from a place of, listen, I need you to get this, because sometimes you might not hear me any other way. But it's a matter of, so I'm just being real.
So I'm going to launch this grenade over at you.
But
real
just
quick.
Be mindful of how that comes, because you always want it to come from a place of love. Because if it's not coming from a place of love, you're breeding anger and bitterness and hatred, and you don't want that in your marriage.
Right. You don't want that. You don't want that to be a breeding ground, because then what takes place is then either the spouse don't want to come home.
Right.
So then
they're
going to make every excuse. Oh, I had to work late. Oh, I had to go by such and such. I had to do all these, whatever. But then that's, I guess, like, you know, for me, I'd be ready to get off work just so I can get home and be with her. Because that's what's going on. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So you don't want to build that wall. Because imagine if a wall was built between me and God. Ah, Jesus.
Right. It would be harder. Right.
Imagine that thing.
Right.
Imagine that, because a wall was built. But for so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Right.
That whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Right.
It was Christ that broke the wall that brought us back into oneness with God.
Right.
So then don't build a wall between you and your spouse, because now where does God stand in the midst of it?
Right.
God unites. Christ unites.
Right.
That's why he says, and the two shall become one flesh.
Right.
So if you build a wall, are you cutting God out of what he put together?
Right. Well, the time is almost 8:00, and I definitely want to be able to honor your time. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for participating to the newlyweds. Darnell and to your wife, Toya, congratulations again. We honor you for making that step forward. For everybody else that is well on here, Mary, thank you. Be encouraged. Stay the fight. Stay the course. We love you guys. We honor you all. We appreciate you.
Do your homework. Ellie,
thank you so much. Do your homework. Make sure that you're doing your homework. We will check in with you guys in June.
Right.
And we appreciate you guys.
Right.
So we are getting ready to log off. We're going to pray out. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you for this time to be able to just share. We love you. We appreciate you. We just ask, God, that you would continue to bless every marriage, every relationship, Lord, that you would have your way in them, through them, that you would be glorified in the midst of everything that they do, everything that they say, that you would build up each marriage, that you would build up each relationship. Show them the love and the worship, God. Show them and teach them, God, how to worship and to honor one another.
Yes.
We thank you, God. We love you. We ask that you would just sit in their homes, give them favor, be with their families, be with their children, and that you would just continue to bless them, bless their homes, their businesses, bless their health, God, that you would just have your way in their life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We will see you all again on next month. Please do your homework. And we want to thank When Christians Speak, Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Ray.
We also want to thank I forgot the name of it. But we want to thank everybody. Thank you for joining us and being a part of what God is doing. Thank you. We love you. If you have any questions, comments, please email us. What's the email?
MarriageTakeover@gmail.com.
MarriageTakeover@gmail.com. Even if you want prayer, please shoot us a text, an email, and we will most definitely be praying for you and praying with you. Alrighty? All right. Thank you all.
Ciao.
Please be blessed, and we will see you all on next month. Be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover. Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.